a new Niantic game came out called Harry Potter Wizards Unite, which is a...
Is that what that is? I saw a shitload of people talking about their wizard codes.
Yeah. And
I thought it was a penis thing.
But basically... do you want to see my wizard code in your mouth?
That's what I thought it was, yeah.
And just say the words. Just say the magic words.
Want to do what now?
You're leaving your penis pliers in the car.
Penis pliers in the car.
It sounds like a really weird, like, YouTube guy who reviews porn. Penis plier.
Oh, I get it.
I have one dimension.
Is it penis?
No.
The penis dimension.
It's just really topical, dumb humor.
Okay.
Hi, everyone.
There's a bus that was coming up on me, and I didn't want to get in front of it.
It's going to stop up there.
It was going really slow, so I probably should have just gone in front of it.
Flip a goo.
Flip a goo?
Well, this bus is going to stop up here and let a bunch of kids
so
in.
So I have to turn around, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, flip a goo.
Is that what a goo means?
Flip a yui. Flip a gooey. Flip a goo. It's like Cockney slang.
Literally any of those versions except
you. You've never heard... Yeah, flip a yui. Flip a gooey. Flip
Why
a goo.
Is it gooey? How did gooey
Because gooey rhymes with yui. And gooey...
It was fucking weird rhyming slang. Like
Isn't
a Cockney.
That, yeah.
Cockney. I'm a Cockney. Sit soft. We still do this.
We've never stopped doing it.
Never stop. Never stopping.
Never stop. Ever stop.
I was waiting for you guys to get ready, and I was looking for car mounts for my phone.
Height.
And the main one I've seen connects inside the glove box there, so your left knee would not be able to be where it is. And I'm like, this is the best you got, internet?
Right here? Why would it
It connects that? Inside the glove box, because there's nowhere else to go. Did I pick the right way?
Yes.
Go, okay, good. Now my shoulder bumped it. Now I'm the asshole again.
It's because you put it really close to you.
Because I wanted to move away from you, because the last time I was editing, I had a lot of... you bumped it a lot with your exclamations.
True.
So
I don't really feel like that's right.
Now it's me bumping it, so now I can be mad at myself like every other time.
I just don't feel like that's right. So
well, we're not talking about feelings. We're talking about we're thinking here. We're engineers.
Amy,
we don't feel. We think.
What do you want to talk about today, Amy?
What do I want to talk about?
Yeah.
What do you want
to
talk about?
Way to throw me under the bus, Mr. Plans Ahead.
Amy, it's Amy Sock.
Mr. Plans Ahead.
This is a terrible idea. Let's talk about Pokermans.
Okay. There's a new Pokemon coming out.
There is?
It's Sword and Shield. It's the first Switch
and
Pokemon.
And Gun.
Yeah, that's the other one. So, it's funny you say that, because somebody in Mexico put in an advert into a paper, I think it was without really knowing, and they were talking about the new Pokemon games, and they did Sword and Shield and Gun, and
because
they came up with a whole new logo, or they found a logo that somebody had made.
So, someone made that as a joke.
Yeah.
And put it on the innerbutts. And apparently, in Mexico, the standards for... journalistic integrity are even lower than they are here.
Possible, yes.
Left or right?
Right.
Okay. So the problem is when I'm driving and talking, I don't remember the route very well. Like we've gone over this before. Like I can never remember how to get to any of your houses because I'm driving and talking. I should just drive here without talking once.
Yeah, you should probably not talk.
And just shut up. Yeah, someone used the wrong meme instead of the real logo
Oops. So now there's a Pokemon Gun, and I don't remember they put a Pokemon on it that was the like starter for Gun because they put because Shield is red and Sword is blue or something like that.
Sure.
So they put the starters for those, and I think they put the other starter for Gun and made it green. I guess it's fair. So
whatever. One of the 95,000 Pokemans that they have now. There.
Seems
you gotta catch them all.
Pokemon are coming out really fast.
So many Pokemans.
Well, that's the problem with these new ones, is that there are 95,000, and the quality for this one hasn't really gotten better, and they're not releasing all of the Pokemans that should be in this Pokemon.
How do you mean?
They're like, you can have part of the Pokemans. Well, because there's, like, a region, right? And it's a region that everybody knows, and that, has specific Pokemon already made for it. And they're like, cool story, however, we're going to give you, not those, we're going to give you half of those, and you can love them and never collect all of them. And then for the animation stuff, it's like pretty much like it hasn't gotten better in quality. And I couldn't really tell, but like people were bitching about frame rates or something.
Mm, cool.
Where they're like, this isn't fast enough, and my hippity hoppity isn't hippity hoppity in the way that I think he should.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Legit concerns, because you won't want your, you know, Bulbasaur to look like he's vine soothing somebody. Like,
should
I just touched him.
Like,
yes. Eventually. You need to get on the... You know how to get to the office.
Not from here.
You just get on 36. Like,
yeah, but I never know which way to get on 36.
You're not going going east on 36.
But your roads don't make sense up here.
They're just the same as... Oh, my God.
No, they're way curvier.
Yeah, so, like, I guess there's, like, open world feel to Sword and Shield.
Back in my day, we only had the four colors in the main Game Boy, and it was 140 pixels wide.
There's four colors, I guess. You have, like...
Yeah. You've got greenish kind of gray, greenish kind of white, greenish sort of darker gray, and then a greenish kind of black. Those were the four official colors of the Game Boy.
And then you had Game Boy Color.
Is that correct? I think that's right. Four color? I think it was four color.
I was going to say two, which was on or off.
No, it's definitely not monochrome. It's definitely had some gradient in there, but...
Well, you can go on or off harder.
Yeah. So you have off, on a bit, on more, and then on hard. So yeah, you're
like,
right, on and off.
It's like Turner.
Yeah, it's totally what it is. Thank you, Kyle.
You're welcome.
I stand corrected.
I just want to still call it monochrome, because it sounds like a cool Pokemon.
And they make this sound when you throw it. That's what they all make.
That's a really good Pokemon sprite sound. What do they call that? What's the sound that's associated with the Pokemon?
I don't remember what they called it. It was like, supposed to be not saying it. That was before they said their names.
Yeah, okay.
That was back when they had just like a battle cry that sounded chiptune-y and
all. That's all they've ever done. They've never changed that in any Pokemon. They've always stuck
That blinker is all
battle cries. Whoa, do you see that?
He has little lasers.
It was like
blink again, man.
He probably won't. He's an Audi driver, so it's unlikely that he'll ever do it again.
Oh.
He just turned it on for like days for half a second.
For shits and grins, yeah.
No, he didn't. Okay.
I watched a very funny YouTube rant about a guy who was really upset about how North America, I should say. Are you allowed to have blinkers that are the same color or even the same light as your brakes?
Oh, wow. I never really thought about that.
Yeah, now I can't stop thinking about it because I watched this guy's long,
and
long
it's
YouTube
allowed is the best way to say it because some of them are like yellow to red, right?
Yep. So you'll see like that car there, which is Japanese, a Subaru, has a separate blinker light that's amber.
But Audi's not American, right?
No, that's what's interesting is sometimes even foreign makes will make one like that for the American market. So you can actually look and see some cars, the exact same model, when sold for U.S. versus foreign markets, are slightly different light configurations to accommodate the laws. Because apparently Americans really hate having an extra bulb.
Is that as a law that America can't do that? Or is it you're trying to sell to them so they, like, try to do
We prefer that aesthetic as a consumer, apparently. But in Europe and Asia in general, I guess, it is illegal to sell a car that has the blinker being the same color.
So
and
what about
and
lowest common denominator, like manufacturing? Like, why would you manufacture two versions if you can just, if like 90% of the world?
I mean, if you look at car makes, there's a lot of weird, subtle differences between U.S. and foreign designs.
Like, you know, the steering wheel, subtle, on the right side of your stance.
And that is very expensive to change that shit. So a different light configuration is probably nothing compared to those kinds of things.
That's true. But there is an open world thing in this Pokemon, and you can like run around in like GTA style.
What a completely new world, a new concept, an open world. You can run around in Pokemon.
But like it is kind of new in the term of like the Pokemon are actually visible.
Can you run and jump and climb things, and then you can get hang gliders, and you have to make weapons? Breath of the Wild. Sorry, I'm talking about.
Yeah, you're talking about Breath of the Wild. Yeah. I'm sorry. That's not Pokemon.
Monster
but you
Hunter,
can run around and you can run around and climb things in this Pokemon. But it's definitely not.
Did they just make Pokemon Monster Hunter? Because that's really what we all want.
That would be dangerous. And no, they haven't yet.
Pokemon Hunter.
But it seems like, despite the things Amy brought up, I think it seems kind of like fun. But it might
despite the stupid
fall,
shit
I didn't
that Amy
I was
said from the back
presenting a counter argument.
You don't want to put me on the spot.
Nobody's accusing you of anything. Kendrick's just being a doucher. But like I'm gonna play it, but I'll probably fall into the same thing that I do with normal Pokemon games, which is like I'll play it for like straight up 30 hours and then I'll be like, oh man, I gotta do something else, and then never come back to it.
So last time I played a Pokemon game with any degree of sincerity was Pokemon Gold.
That's a good one to stop on.
Well, right, yeah. All crap after that. No, and so I played the bejesus out of it because back then, family economics being what they were, when we first had Pokemon, we had to share it, right? We had one Game Boy and one Pokemon Blue, and we shared it. And I don't remember how we handled that because that was a long-ass time ago. I think we just all played. You didn't have multiple saves on the original Pokemon, did we? We talked about this before. No, so I think we just hated each other.
So Gary just named all of the Pokemon he caught.
I think
like,
he named them dumb, and then Corey named them dumb, and then I named them right, obviously. So yeah, so we did that. But then like when Pokemon Gold came around, things are doing better. So we actually all got our own Game Boys at one point.
Oh,
colors.
Shit.
Yeah. I think somewhere in the line. We had a smattering of, some of us had Game Boy Colors, some of us had Game Boy Pockets. I can't remember, like, or not Pockets, the little thin one that had cool color plastic.
Yep.
And, like, we would trade the Game Boys around, I think, and, like, fight over them because if we were children. But then I think we all had our own cartridges. So I actually had my Game Boy, my Pokemon Gold, and I played it, and it was mine.
And I got Gold was cool, too, because, like, it was, like, gold,
it
and,
was
like,
so,
it felt
it was cool.
Yeah.
It was cool. But, yeah, I remember playing to a certain point, and then it got hard. And I grinded for a little bit, and then another game came out, or I got bored, or something happened. Usually, you know, a life event happened. Like, we went on vacation, and then we got back from vacation, and I put the game down, and I never picked it up again or something, right? So, it was something like that. So, I've never really picked up a Pokemon game since then. It's probably been 20 years.
Did you, Amy, didn't you start on Silver and Gold, too? Or, like, this
yeah,
wasn't that
was
your,
like
your good game? Oh, for the DS?
Yeah,
because
the first handheld
I don't remember when the DS came
out. It is such a solid system. I remember I've just seen a bunch of stuff with like Reggie from Nintendo, the like guy who was their like marketing dude for a while.
Yeah.
He was holding the DS in one hand, and I was like, dude, that's crazy.
Those are huge.
Yeah, like his hands are huge, or the DS is small.
Well, the DS Lite was where it was at. The first DS was had the edges that were razor sharp to protect our nation's interests.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, no, that's the hotel Ross was at, the Hyatt over there. And he's looking at whether he could walk, because he can never tell on American maps how far things apart are.
You can never tell on American maps?
Because they're in miles.
Well, because we use freedom units, I think, instead of French units. So, yeah. But because I think he's done this before, where he's like, I can walk in, like, Jesus.
Does he know that, like...
It's probably also the altitude, to be honest.
It just changed.
I showed him. I think he was just, like...
He's being a shit.
Being weird. But yeah, that's evident. I think he's mostly wanting to make sure he didn't have to walk in a ditch. Also, because some of the satellite pictures are out of date.
The fastest way would be to walk through a ditch.
Well, I mean, yeah. And then climb
over
that building.
Would it be to shore up a ditch?
Yeah.
Shoreditch. It's a
UK
joke for you, Ross.
He doesn't listen to this.
I know.
But anyway. yes.
But so there's a new, like, so basically...
Oh, the DS. I want to say about the DS. I remember when it came out, because we bought one, and we're like, yeah, this is amazing. And I don't think they ever really actually tapped the true potential of that system. Like, all the things it did... The Wi-Fi capabilities, I feel like I didn't see enough games that were really that great, that used that kind of stuff. I guess maybe later stages, but it was so cool.
It was really cool to do cross-console play with one cartridge. That was one of the coolest things they did with, like, Mario Kart and some of those games where you could, like, have one cartridge and, like, have everybody and all your friends play because you had it. Because you download, like, a local version.
And then they took all the things they learned and made the Switch, which is also even better. In every possible way. Somehow. Kyle's doing the kid on the internet thumbs up, head moving back gif.
That's good.
You know the one.
So, one thing I want to end on is, yesterday, a new Niantic game came out called Harry Potter Wizards Unite, which is
Is that what that is? I saw a shitload of people talking about their wizard codes.
Yeah. And
I thought it was a penis thing.
But basically... do you want to see my wizard code in your mouth?
That's what I thought it was, yeah.
And just say the words. Just say the magic words. All right, anyway. Basically, I think, Amy, if you might have looked into it because you seem to know a little bit more, but it sounds like a reskin of Pokemon Go.
No, Ross just sent me an article or something, and I was like, what the fuck? This is just a reskin of Pokemon Go.
But isn't Pokemon Go just a reskin of Ingress?
Yeah.
Probably.
So, like, it seems like all Niantic can do...
I was introduced to that first, not to Ingress.
Well, yeah, obviously. Ingress is stupid because Pokemon Go is what I know.
But, like, I feel like there's, like, a lot of things that you could do where you don't have to just copy Pokemon games that are successful and make, like, different versions. Like, if they made, like, a Harry Potter Pokemon that was, like, the Game Boy game originally, you know, like, where you, like, run around and collect spells and do stuff. I don't know.
Why would they bother when they can just make shitloads of money by shoveling IP into their existing game structure?
You're right. I'm not thinking about this the right way.
What Niantic has done...
Yeah.
Is actually... The cleverest thing they've done is create... an entire database of places that humans go to. Like, that's what Ingress started, and that's why Pokemon Go had some data to start with, is those were Ingress points. Like, those were Ingress battlefield, whatever the things there. I can't remember. I was on Ingress for, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah, I got you.
And so they were able to use that data and leverage it into the Pokemon stuff, and then now they have the Pokemon stuff, and they can leverage that into Harry Potter,
because they basically know. Ghostbusters and, I think, Jurassic Park.
Yeah, so basically they can just keep churning the stuff out, because they've done the hard work, which is identifying places humans can go to and interact on a social level. Now, what's funny is they'll reach a saturation point where, are you here for Pokemon Go? No, I'm here for Jurassic Park. I'm here for Harry Potter, and maybe the sheen will start to wear off a little bit, but I doubt it, because Harry Potter fans are terrifyingly rabid.
I wonder, too, if they're using the same points or if they're terrifying. Just choosing things on a map. Like, for Harry Potter, there's supposedly inns, mm-hmm. and I wonder if they're choosing places that are more inn-like instead of just monuments, right?
And they probably actually have all that metadata as well, so they probably could start to subset down and be like, well... Because these places are, you know, Pokemon gyms, but people report all those informations. It's all user-driven shit.
Mm-hmm.
So we probably have all that data.
Yeah.
That's the part that's hard, right? The rest of it's just fucking using the AR technology that is in your phone.
Yeah. Which is good most of the time.
And people really fucking want Harry Potter to be a thing still.
So I have to say, I don't think I'm playing Wizards Unite just because I've already played Pokemon Go to the point of ad nauseum, or and I don't want to like continue that.
Because it also makes me exercise. A few million dollars on that IP. That's
huzzah!
Good call.
Yeah. Should we end it? Our lives, I mean.
End it all. There we go. I don't know why I did that.
Like, why is he falling away from?